And it's Monday, time for the Talk of the Nation opinion page. Almost a week after Senator Barack Obama responded to questions about his former pastor with a lengthy speech on race, the op-ed pages continue to simmer with passionate reaction, including one suggestion yesterday headlined, "Okay, Barack, now show him your white side." Poet, hip-hop artist, and satirist Bomani Arma wrote, "Now the uncomfortable secret of Obama's blackness has finally been uncovered. It's time for him to promote his other half." Bomani Arma joins us here in Studio 3A. His op-ed appeared in yesterday's Washington Post. And tell me, why do you think that we now need to see pictures of the candidate spreading mayonnaise on his sandwiches?
Well, you know, the discussion about Barack's race has gotten so extreme that sometimes the best way for me to address those things personally is to just take it extreme the other direction, just to show how ridiculous it can be sometimes.
And I think it says something pretty interesting when you try to get us to laugh at a subject that's been, for the past week, the third rail of American mm-hmm. politics.
Well, even longer than that. I mean, what's interesting is I actually wrote the piece, the majority of it, before the Reverend Wright incident, just because I saw it bubbling. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect, you know, it to blow up the way it did. But, you know, the conversation started talking about, is America ready for a black president? Is he representing his blackness well enough? Will white people vote for him? And instead of trying to brush it away, I do think we need to just address it head on and have this discussion. And hopefully, I've gotten some interesting responses from it. So hopefully the discussion is being furthered by it.
Well, like what?
Well, for the most part, people are congratulating me. They're glad that I said it. Especially a lot of people are glad that I attacked the one drop rule. It's one of the rules that, you know, was put in place once they started slavery about if any part of you was black, then you were completely black, which is ridiculous. It's not a law. It's not a fact. It's a product of our imagination. But some of the other more interesting responses I got, though, were people who seemed to have been responding just to the idea of Barack and Reverend Wright in general and not really responding to my article. I realize a lot of people aren't listening. A lot of people are just saying angry things, like they're telling me how ridiculous it was that I was racist at the end of my column when I was talking about, you know, the mayonnaise and the sandwich mm-hmm. and going to churches where they don't use they don't have choirs, they just have a pipe organ. And I'll respond to them. I was like, wasn't it ridiculous? Wasn't what I said obviously over the top ridiculous? But people being so blinded by rage, they need to sometimes sit back and really take an accurate look at what's going on.
It can be a tough season for satire, can't
it? It can be. I think the majority of people got it, but it can be. And I refuse to write for people who can't comprehend. I'm assuming everybody can comprehend. So
we're talking with a hip-hop artist, satirist, and educator, poet as well, Bomani Arma, you're mm-hmm. listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. You ask yourself a couple of rhetorical questions in
right.
the course of this column. Let me ask them, pose them to you. But Bomani, we now need to appeal to the historic significance of his being black or try to make him non-racial.
Yeah, well, yeah, my response in the article was I don't make people feel uncomfortable. Try not to make people feel like, you know, they're doing something radical. And I feel the same way. When the question was first asked about a year ago, would I vote for Barack? I was telling people, honestly, I don't know if he's any different than any other white candidate. Because in order to become president, you have to be a part of the club in some sense. You have to have made certain compromises. You have to be a politician. So taking race away from the equation, if Barack Obama was a white man, would I vote for him? And I liked him better than if he was white, which he is half white. I liked mm-hmm. him better than all the other candidates anyway. It's gotten to the point where, you know, we're having all this conversation about how well he speaks, but we're so used to this current president that the idea of having a great public speaking president who motivates us and sees a vision for the future is outlandish, when that's exactly what the executive of any organization should be. But we're so far divorced from that idea that it's hard for us to get used to it again.
But you do suggest that if he wants to play up his white side, he's going to need some diction lessons.
Yeah, he does. Like the way he says liberty and equality. I don't know. I thought it was Chicago at first until I realized that he hadn't spent all of his time in Chicago. But he definitely does. He does, you know, carry himself like a black man. He does have to describe his background for you to completely see it. But then, you know, even myself, I have a mixed background that I don't completely understand. I have, you know, Cherokee and some other Native American blood in my family that I don't completely understand. So everybody, at least African Americans that I know, have that kind of history. So, I mean, it brought up, I like bringing up, you know, 5 or 6, 7 different things in one sentence if possible.
Of course,
and,
yeah.
And just show how complicated and convoluted the whole American story is.
Well, also the suggestion that, you know, Barack is completely inappropriate for, obviously, a presidential candidate of the white race.
Yeah, and what's very interesting to me is that in order for us to really get past the idea of race, we do have to address it head on. A lot of people want to sweep it under. I completely abhor the idea of people telling me they're colorblind. I want you to recognize that I am black and understand that because I am black, I might see things a different way. I don't want you to give me special privileges or give me any special stereotypes because of it. But me, my color, my background, where I come from is a part of who I am. And trying to ignore that about Obama as a compliment is dishonest to him and his experiences.
But Bomani asked himself in the article, playing into racial stereotypes has to be counterproductive, and having him fake anything takes away from the realness that gives him such broad appeal.
Well, I think his realness comes from his mixed heritage, as he said himself. People tried to say he threw his grandmother under the bus when he claimed that she had some racist thoughts. But I think we need to be more. The new word for the month is nuance. Okay, we got to get rid of the word soundbite and come up with and use the word nuance. He never called
his
grandmother.
It's not context. It's nuance.
Yeah. He never called his grandmother a racist. But absolutely everyone acts off of their stereotypes sometimes. And being honest about that, you should not be vilified for it. His grandmother obviously wasn't completely racist, or she would have found some way to disown him. But you can't completely escape the way that you were raised, you know, and so him saying that, and he's using it the same way on Reverend Wright. You can't completely erase the fact that he grew up in the 60s and the 70s. So him being honest about it, like all the pundits said that I'll give them credit for, is that Barack might not have scored points with his speech, but at least he was honest and direct and talked to people like adults. And I really appreciate that.
And changed the conversation.
Changed the conversation. Yes, we definitely got to be more honest.
And Bomani, as you now look back on it a week later, is this going to be something that defines this presidential campaign, do you think? Or is that still too early to tell?
It is. You know, well, my major concern has become I'm concerned about Reverend Wright's legacy. I think his legacy has been oversimplified. First of all, I have yet to hear him say anything anti-white. Of all the clips that keep playing over and over again, I've heard him say anti-racist American government stuff. I've heard him say some stuff that I don't agree with. I don't completely agree with the AIDS virus being created by the government. I do agree with the aspect
created by the government to kill black people.
To kill black people. I don't agree with that. I wouldn't have said it. I wouldn't, if I was a minister, I wouldn't have said GD America. But I understand. I understand the complete context of his career growing up in the church. I've heard of Reverend Wright before this, and I understand why Barack Obama was a member of his church. If you want to be a part of an organization that's spiritually and socially active, nobody did that more than Reverend Wright, and I would hate for his legacy to be summarized this way.
Bomani Arma is a Washington poet, hip-hop artist, satirist, and educator. You can find a link to his op-ed on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.